Caroline asks, is there any way psychopathy can be prevented, both in individuals and institutions? Here is my response, yes. Psychopathy can be prevented in both institutions and individuals, even, in most cases, those with a heavy genetic predisposition to psychopathy. In individuals, psychopathy is prevented by raising the child, especially during his very earliest years, in an environment that is warm and loving and that also provides a moral structure, an environment in which good actions are rewarded and in which bad actions are clearly and firmly, but not brutally or censoriously, not allowed to be indulged in. The worst sort of environment, the sort of environment that is most likely to trigger psychopathy, is one that is both bold and demoralizing. An environment in which morality is used as a way of demeaning and undermining, instead of strengthening, is one in which morality is being represented as lacking value, except as a weapon, and in which the child's superego will either fail to develop or will develop only in some corrupted form. As for institutions, there are two ways to prevent them from psychopathizing. The first is to give them some kind of a mission or function that refers outside of themselves. It is hard for hospitals or car companies to be completely psychopathic, since they are held to objective, institution-external benchmarks. If a car company fails to make functioning cars, it goes out of business. If a hospital butchers the people it is supposed to cure, it goes out of business. And because such institutions must be functional, they cannot become completely fraudulent and therefore cannot become completely psychopathic. As for other institutions, institutions that have legitimate functions, albeit ones that are more intangible. For example, the way to prevent them from psychopathizing is to make them a bit anarchical, that is to make them have fluid structures. And the way to do this is to define them, from the get-go, not in terms of their structures, but in terms of their ideals. There is an author named Dmitry Orlov, who just published a book called Shrinking Vichnesv. In that book, he makes a very good point, namely, that in authoritarian and rigidly hierarchical institutions, intelligence is subtractive. Basically, intelligence at a given level is basically suppressed by the dictates at the next level up. And Orlov also points out that, in systems that are less authoritarian with more of a horizontal as opposed to vertical, top-down, power structure, intelligence tends to be additive, meaning that people in different parts of the institution in question tend to add to and benefit from, rather than simply suppressing, the intelligence in that institution. In any case, when institutions become psychopathized, it is by acquiring frozen, rigid, hyper-bureaucratic hierarchical structures. And the way to prevent institutional psychopathy is by building a certain plasticity and openness into them, which is done by making the objectives of those institutions superordinate to their internal power structures.